It is exactly 17 past 18 hours Ugandan time, 24 degrees Celsius.
You really are checking my trend of how I read that time. I don't think 24-hour time is read like that.
How is it read, Isaac? Isaac, you've corrupted my mind. You've corrupted.
17 past 18 hours.
It is 18 hours, 17 minutes. Our dear listeners, forget about Isaac. How dare you? I was saying it the right way before you interrupted me. The craze moment is here. The first of its kind and the last of its kind. Welcome to the Craze Podcast. Isaac, on the mic. Continue.
What was I saying? Happy New Year, people. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas. We are apologies for taking this long without recording an episode. But part of the blame should be blamed. Part of the blame should be I don't know what's happening to us today. First is I was reading the time wrong. Now I'm messing up words. Anyway.
Excitement. Happy New Year. I will not. I'm not part of this thing. I'm only part of good vibes. Thank you, our dedicated listeners. The Craze Podcast says Happy New Year once again. And where can you find this Craze Podcast again, Isaac?
Yes, but I know how to.
Our new listeners.
Oh, for the new listeners.
I know you're good at
get
that.
Get it from afripods.com.
Sing it.
Oh my. Okay, our dear listeners, forget it exists. Afripods.com, anchor.com, Stitcher, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, or simply just Google us.
Googling us means type in the words, the letters rather, KRAZE, then the words will form podcast. Craze.
Then the words will form podcast. No, it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, dear listeners, today we're going to actually send out shout outs because we've actually made a year this year, a few days ago.
So this
we're sending shout outs to our listeners that have been with us from the start.
This episode,
from when we had no listener.
Yes, this episode is dedicated to you all.
That doesn't make sense. Our listeners from when we had no listener.
I like whatever you drank today, whatever you ate today.
It's
really
it's
taking
2020. It's January. We are allowed to make a few mistakes.
The hell.
Speaking of mistakes, have you ever opened a business before?
Well, let me see. Being that I'm the kind that fears, I'm not a risk taker, so I don't.
Oh, you just didn't have the money to open a business.
Even that too. Yeah, but I think I've opened up a business, and it is running. Unfortunately, my business is still
running. It's surviving.
Actually, I did open it up, but I took over. You know, like I took over. Somebody else opened it.
They
up.
They gave it to you. Why trying to sugarcoat
it? No, like, you know, in the business world, we say taking over. Businesses are taking over.
Okay, Mr. Takeover Business.
Haven't you had, companies that do take
That's
over?
That's different. Yours is not a company.
It is.
So the small scale. Okay, what? Okay.
You know, a small scale business can't become.
Be, and maybe I'm talking to some tycoon, a known tycoon in town. What business? What company do you have?
No, I was dealing in beverage. I was selling cold drinks. So okay. I took over. Actually, I'm still doing so.
Okay, it's very interesting that you
Isaac,
say that. Me, I had mine.
Speaking of opening businesses, you had yours. Uh huh.
It failed.
Listeners, you can see.
No, failed. At least me, I have the humidity and what's that other word? There's some other word.
The decency.
It's not decency. At least I know it's not decency.
It is. No. When you say I have the humidity.
I have refused to adopt, to take over that word. Anyway.
Audacity. You have the audacity. Fine. Are you refusing that too?
Let's do this. Stop.
You have the
stop
courage.
Giving me words.
Okay, fine. You have the courage to say that your business failed, isn't it?
Okay, yes.
Failed.
Yes, it failed. It failed, and not because of me, but because of very many factors. So we're going to try and explore those in today's episode so that you don't make that same mistake, or if you have a business opened up already, you don't make that same mistake. So what are the three things you would...
Another thing that is featuring onto this episode is like, did you know that people sell change? Yes, Isaac. We're going to deal with first. No, we are going to begin with your failed business related to other businesses in Uganda. After all, it happened in Uganda.
As if I don't have a lot of things going on.
Isaac, what happened with that business exactly? Tell us the story.
We're not supposed to talk about my business. I'm not going to talk about
because
it's not my business anymore. But
your former business.
Okay, with all honesty, it's not that the business failed. I stopped it because it wasn't working. So I think today we are just both taking this, like we're just not saying things as they are, but okay. it's not that the business failed. Mm. It's that I stopped.
You stopped. When you wanted.
Yeah. Not that I wanted, but...
So you were earning a lot of profits, no. Then you stopped.
No.
Clearly, there are some lies here.
It wasn't working out the way I wanted it to work out. Isa, please tell people, give people information that they want to... Not people don't want to hear my failures or failed business.
What are
the things to look out for before you start a business? Let's start there.
Okay, some of the things you have to look at is research, how much money you need.
That's part of research.
No.
How much money you need is part of research.
No way. Okay, capital.
Market.
Then you need to know who is going to help you once the business is failing.
That's part of research.
The employees, in case you're going to employ anybody, the timing and the need.
What do you mean by
for that
timing?
Business?
What do you mean by timing?
Just like in agriculture, you don't really grow beans in the dry season, but rather...
It's sugar planted. These people who sell processed sugar.
Mm.
So I'm saying, is that what you mean by timing? That there's a particular time to sell?
The reason why I said...
Because I have a different understanding of timing.
Mm, what is that?
First, tell me you...
Because mine is the timing that you open up this business when your product is needed. Really, really needed,
and oh yeah. So then you're right. I agree with that. So me, what I understand by timing is, especially if you're in the. So what I understand by timing is that, especially if you're in the kind of business of creativity business, where you have to create something new or have different trends of that particular same thing, but just need to be creative. Creativity is sometimes being creative for that time can be tricky, because you can create something but it's not necessarily needed at the time, or the market doesn't welcome it very well at the time. So it's sometimes businesses don't work out simply because the timing is just not right. Maybe the market is not right, maybe you didn't do it there at the right time, you didn't do the advertising at the right time. So sometimes businesses actually fail not because of our doing or because we didn't do research or all these other things, but simply because we didn't do it at the right time. So that's something to think about as well as you're getting into business or as you're going on with business.
While speaking to Samson, a business scholar, he was telling me one of the reasons why most businesses fail.
Business scholar, that Samson I know is...
Yeah, he's very, very, very into business. So...
Please, for the listeners' benefit, not a business student, but a business scholar.
It's more or less the same thing, Isaac.
No, it's not the same thing.
You don't want us to have this discussion. Let me go on. He was telling me that one of the things that really make businesses fail is because people are not patient, and they will open up a business today. Tomorrow, they want massive profits, and if they do not get them, boom. They close business, and that's
exactly why very many people fall prey to Ponzi schemes of, oh, invest this much and in a few months you'll have this much, and all these other things. And I feel like we should have a second episode on this and talk about have you heard of Forex? There's something called Forex. How it works. So we're going to explore all that, and we'll just dedicate a particular episode to about Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, even the clergy fall prey for this thing. I was reading a story a month ago, and a pastor invested.
Pastor is different from clergy.
Really? They're all the same. They're all the same.
Okay, they're just a religious leader.
All the same. Let me tell you something, Isaac.
So you are Muslim. I am a Christian, so I would not like it. Would you like it if I regarded, for instance?
Oh my God!
What are the different? Okay, let's get into that.
That's Isaac.
I like veering off. Not that I like, but I just tend to veer off.
Because sometimes you don't even want to believe certain things yet they are true.
Okay.
Well,
the religious leader.
He was coined of 130M, apparently.
Ugandan shillings.
They told him he would get it. He would get 20M. So, investment.
Wait. Hold on. He would get 20 million and not get that 130 back. He would get 20 million as profit.
He would get 20 million as profit. So he invested the money of some church members. the wife's money. So it is that bad when it comes to investment.
I mean, when you give that tithe, you've given it to God. So whatever it does, you should just forget about it. So the only person who should... I don't even want to feel sorry for this, really, just me.
So while it comes to businesses, be careful what you invest in. It can turn really sour for you and you might lose everything. And
take your time. Like, there's no... You shouldn't be in a rush to make money that, oh, by this time I should be rich and what. And that's the other reason that the pressures of society, of the pressures that especially the youth get of, I must make this amount of money at this time. When I'm 35, I should be worth this much. You shouldn't be in a rush to make money because for all we know, you could even die tomorrow. Unfortunately, well, I should probably not even have said it like that, but it's the truth. You could die tomorrow, so you shouldn't be in a hurry to invest your money in something that you don't understand, one, how it works, two, where to invest it, and whether it's the right time, like we talked about earlier. So the three things I think we've centered on that me and Issa, the informed youth,
well, that is
I've centered on. So you're not informed. Is that what you want to say?
No, I can't say that I'm not informed.
Exactly. So I just agree with you. Fall in line.
Fine.
Anyway, so is that one, do research. Do ample research. And research is just not finding out where to get the raw materials or where to put the business and all. It's much more deeper in after I get the raw materials, after I know where the market is. Where am I going to work from? How much am I going to be in? What's the plan for every year or every quarter of a year? So you need to plan everything out. You can't plan everything to that detail, but have, at the very least, the least you can do is have a rough plan of how everything is going to flow.
Away from that, I'd like to remind you that you can join into this conversation on our social media platforms and make sure to comment on what you want us to discuss about in the next
on our social media platform.
Still on our social media platform,
Instagram,
personal,
Twitter,
or the ones for
any social media platform. You know we are there. Just search for the word Craze Podcast.
Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you've not heard, and it will be a great deal for us. By the way, Isaac, speaking of opening up businesses, I'm moving downtown, and I'm seeing these people parading. Loads of cash.
The way you're speaking, it's like you're in a vision and you're telling, you know those scenes in movies where they're like,
no, I like our listeners to picture. It is a picturesque, you know.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just said
oh,
it sounded like.
Oh, it's a compliment. Thank you very much. So while I'm moving,
do I really say compliments?
You don't
know that much.
No, that. You usually say them indirectly.
I'm even saying stuff that every quatagana you enjoy.
I can translate that. Isaac meant that he says.
No, please go on with the story, or I'm going to switch off your mic.
Anyway, so these people are parading cash in different denominations: 5,000 coins, 500, 100, 200, 2,000, name it. And what they are doing, the business they are doing, or they are transacting, is that they are selling the change. You have a big note. You want it to be broken down. They are available. But this change is not given away with a smile. No, you have to part with a percentage.
Of course they give it away with a smile, but not for free.
Exactly, it is not for free. You have to part with a percentage such that you get
that change.
So this is it is innovative.
Where do these people get all this money to parade?
No, like any other business whereby whereby people invest, it could be 500,000. Like you invest in, say, the sale of sugar, like you invest in the sale of foodstuffs. These people invest in the sale of money, literally.
So you just spread your money there at the risk of it being stolen, but at the hope that someone who needs change of 50,000, 20,000 will come and need change, only for you to give it to them. At how much, like they said, do they make of 50,000, change of 50,000?
About 3,000. It is 3,000. The person I interact told me 3,000.
So is it really viable?
So for like one for like 20,000, he would charge you something like 1.5. So it is really viable. Other than it is like investing in a sack of sugar for a shopkeeper, they'll invest like it is 3,000, then they'll make a profit of 25 or 20,000. So it is more or less the same thing.
Let's first look into this much deeper. So this person pays for whatever small space they have to display their change. Two, they pay the person who sits there. Usually they feed. They feed the person who sits there.
No, let me tell you something. They do not actually pay some other person to carry that much. It is personal money. So it is like he's.
So
like,
how much? Okay, a rough estimate. How much do they have there?
A rough estimate is about. It could be up to a tune of 1 million.
So you have 1 million shillings, and you decide not to invest it. Multitude of things that you could put your money in. You decide not to put it in that and decide to display it here where you risk one.
I will answer.
You know how
that
Kampala
question.
Can have.
Let me answer that question. This is how the business operates. There is this lady who has made about 2-3 sales. She gets a customer who has big money, say 50,000. The customer takes only things of 20,000. Like, the previous sales are only making 10,000. Say the previous sales are only 10,000. She is in a deficit of an extra 10,000. She cannot go to the bank simply because the bank is very far. She has gone to the mobile money agent who has refused to give her the change. All she has is to reduce her profit. Say she has made a profit of 5,000. If you can get change of 2,000 off this 5,000, why not do so, other than losing the entire money or she would have got from this custom?
What happened to people getting change for free? Is change that scarce?
Well, now people have a lot of stories. Yeah, it's called change.
It's called change. That's the name we've adopted. Though I feel like, okay.
It's called change.
I don't know why I feel, I felt like some other word. But.
For like, okay, exchanging a bigger note for...
Smaller denominations.
So why people no longer give free change? You know, it goes back to what we discussed earlier, the presentation of these employees, the rudeness, the courtesy, you know. And some people have attributed it to some other stories that you would not want to hear about, either witchcraft, you know. People think when they take that money, they are going to use it in witchcraft.
Which money?
Like if they exchange.
If I come and... What?
If I get change from you, I'm taking your money to use it in voodoo, such that perhaps you lose customers. That is the mentality people are having.
Okay, this is our first.
So, these people here who are selling the change are very good people. They know of such thing. They don't like...
They protected themselves from voodoo.
Of course, for them, it is now clear cut that they are selling change and it is not voodoo. See, there is no voodoo. Okay. No one is suspicious that they will take the money in voodoo or something like. Even if they did, it will be for their own. After all, you paid them. So the business is like that. It is basically on the fact that there is no one willing to give that change, or people do not make enough sales that enable them to have the change to give back to their customers.
I think there are a lot of other details we would need to know to find out whether such a business would thrive. But my biggest worry for such a person who's opening up that business is, what if we have a riot in Kampala? There goes all your money. And it's not even just a riot. It doesn't need to be a riot first. It could be a situation where, you know how KCCA is sometimes in search of vendors who are illegally selling their merchandise on streets. So if KCCA is after these people, here they are running. I've been in town before, I've been downtown before, and KCCA is chasing people, and you're walking out of the blue, you just see everyone running simply because these vendors also are running away from the KCCA. I don't know what to call them, law enforcement personnel. Everyone ends up running. So imagine in all that chaos, you are losing your 1 million just like that.
Of course, there are safeguards to that. Usually it is not just one person there.
So how much would they like ordinarily make in on a good day?
Ordinarily they would make up to 50,000.
So then it could actually be a good...
It is good business. Why? Because it is located in an area where they're...
Week, 7 days.
7 days.
Times 7 days is actually good money.
It is 350,000.
Which is good money, which very many people don't get in a month.
Exactly. Not even teachers get that money, because I think they get around 250.
No, that's very little. I think they actually get 350 or 450.
They don't get that much. Now I'm talking about primary teachers. They get 250. Let me tell you something. So now, this why this business is ideal, it is located where there are very many people. First of all, there are very many traders, there are very many pedestrians, there are very many travelers. So
I'm actually surprised I've not
potentially seen it, in town. It is there. You should take a look, take a walk.
I mean, of course, if I'm in town, downtown, I'm walking.
Now, I think tables have now moved where there were three people, now there are five. Mm. So it is turning out to be good business. People are becoming innovative.
I don't know. I'm still hesitant to call it innovation.
It is. It is helping someone who is in need. And by the time you go to them, you are really there. You fail to get change. And besides, when you have failed to get change, it is their terms versus your terms.
I think it is, no offense to those people doing this business, I don't think it is even close to innovation. It's degrading our innovation. Is you coming up with something that
good.
Maybe in Ugandan terms it is innovation. I'll give
it is
that.
Good because it helps that particular trader who hasn't made a coin for an entire day and is trying to save.
I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying I don't think it really fits.
Maybe what you can talk about is the regulation and
how is it regulated?
The control.
And I'm really thinking, really, if you can afford to have 1 million shillings, is
on
that
the
really? Yeah, is that really the best place you can invest that 1 million shillings? But I guess you have to find out about the pros and cons of possibly that particular. I don't know what business it's called now, but
now
that particular business
I've dubbed
and any
it change, other. The change business.
Yeah, the change business.
Change money business. Mm. Well, like any other businesses, there are risks attached, you know, like for that business located in a city center, they risk thugs that steal the money, they risk the bad weather because each time it rains, for example, if it rains for a long period of time, then they're not going to put their stools there. They risk the random strikes, then the risk the enforcement agencies trying to do their work chasing after illegal vendors and all. So like any other business, basically
there are risks involved.
There are risks, but either way there are fruits attached to it.
Otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. And I think speaking of otherwise they wouldn't be doing it, I think sometimes that's a mentality we get and it gets us into trouble. We think that all these people are doing this business, so they otherwise they wouldn't be doing it, so I should also engage in it. So, without actually finding out.
So
dear listener, please do not have that mentality or the thinking that if everybody's doing it,
then I think I can do it.
Then I think I, no.
So basically that is all we had for you in this part of the Crest podcast. In this first ever edition of 2020, we were looking at business and hope next time you're opening up a business sometime this year, you really have had this episode and you take it into consideration. What is it that your business would be like, Isaac, as you wrap up?
As I wrap up, you can get our podcast anywhere, like I've already said, on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, anchor.com, afripods.com, or simply Google us. Please keep the conversation going, like Issa likes to keep saying, keep the conversation going. You actually already say that on our social media platforms. And speaking of Issa, let me give him the opportunity to send shout outs to
our dedicated listeners. Zaza, Bridget, thank you very much. Joel, Pius, thank you for that comment.
Oh God, if you forget Jeremiah.
I can't. Homeboy.
I think you'll probably hang us.
Homeboy. Jeremiah. Thank you very much. The comments. I love their comments, by the way. They keep me going and rejuvenated. And if you know that you are listeners, I understand your name has the letters from A up to Z. Even if I've not mentioned you, those characters are there. Thank you very much.
The ones who have their names beginning from A to Z. I know we've said a lot of things that don't make sense and let them
I've said I understand your names have the characters of the alphabetical letters A up to Z.
That's a nice way to get away with something.
I know, I'm sure.
Happy New Year, people. Keep strong and don't do what we wouldn't do.
Thank you again, Maxi Boku, for your matek. Mwebalenyo. Kiswahili they say asante sana from the Chris podcast. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.